You're listening to Sacred by Design, and I'm your host, Andrea. If you're struggling to connect your struggle to God, settle in. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. Are you ready? Here's your invitation this week. Many times during a spiritual coaching session, I will ask, what are you doing with your body? What are you doing for your body? Pushing your way through story work or identifying triggers will exhaust your heart. And thinking your way through patterns and habits will fatigue your brain. Your body, though, the one who has literally felt and experienced your unwanted sexual behavior so explicitly, what are you doing for your body? Your body has held the story of your abuse through clenched jaws or digestive issues. Your body bears the boulder of pain from his unfaithfulness, and it's heavy. Your body feels the physical demands and effects of your habitual masturbation. Your body does so much work. What do I do for my body? Well, some days it looks like a yoga class, and sometimes it's a hike through the woods. But it was my time during CrossFit, of all things, that really showed me the value of having a workout as part of my routine and my work towards sexual wholeness. I might have gone in for a sweat session, but I also found some theology in the gym. It was just about every class that my coach, Patty, would say something that made me want to stop, hold up my hand and be like, whoa, the depth of what you're saying. The thing is nobody would be able to hear me because the bass is thumping so loud in those classes and we're moving just way too fast. But I've held on to some of that theology from the gym, and I want to share it with you now. So let's get to the gym. Any good workout starts with the warm-up, right? Working towards sexual wholeness is just that. It's work, right? But before you start any workout, anything with intense moves, it is important, it is imperative to warm up. A good stretch prepares your muscles for the intensity ahead. Whatever tied you up yesterday, stretch it out with God through physical, literal stretches or journaling. Laying out the words that shaped your yesterday gives you a chance to feel where they cramped you up, to know how they held you back. Warm up your heart, your mind, and your body with gratitude. Just one thing. Name one thing that you're grateful for so they can start warming you up. This warm-up time gets your every bit of you from the inside out in the mindset that you're ready, that you're worthy. I remember the day after a particularly brutal workout that I was wincing during the warm-up, and Patty saw my face, which is a very obvious face, and heard us because we were all suffering. And she said, do you feel that? Do you feel that pain? Notice where it is and lean into it. You're going to lean into that pain because you're going to keep building that strength. You've got to work through that pain. Don't avoid it. Ugh. I mean, do you see what I mean? This is CrossFit, and she's preaching even during the stinking warm-up. As you're warming up and you're stretching, be aware of any pain that comes up. Can you take a moment to sit with it, to be aware of it? There's no loud music thumping here. It's just you and Jesus. He's just waiting on you and your heart. If you sense the pain of a trigger or a memory, and it starts sending messages to your thinking about who you are or to your body about what it means, notice that. Ask Jesus for the courage to lean into that with him. The more you can face it, the more you can name it, that builds strength so that then you can see it coming and you're getting stronger. All right, another one. Ugh, hold the squat. I think I both love and hate this one. Good formation is key, right? And a squat looks like you are sitting in an invisible chair midair. There's this invisible thing beneath you and you're... And Patty starts asking you to sit deeper into that squat. Ugh. I like to press my hands together during a squat and even squinch up my face because I think that it helps. If you can, get into a squat position right now and just hold it, that invisible chair, and feel it. This is a simple move. But after a while, it starts to burn, doesn't it? And it's at that point that Patty says, hold it. Hold the tension. Keep holding the tension. You got to build your muscle. Are you seeing my face? Oh my gosh. Holding the tension of who you are, who you thought you were. That tension is hard work. You don't just decide to stop one day and stop. That's not real life. This is work. There's intensity and there's moves and there's repetition. Breaking a habit of porn, changing the patterns in your life that lead you to hooking up, cracking through the generational belief that I'll never be good enough. This is hard work. It can feel heavy. And after a while, holding the tension between who you were and who you're becoming, that starts to burn. Hold it. Hold that tension. Hold the tension of how you used to soothe yourself with the new methods that you're trying now and feel that burn and hold it. Allow that tension to build your belief in the dignity and worthiness and belovedness of who God calls you to be, of who God says that you are. Those muscles that you're building in that squat, in this work, are essential to you standing. So hold the squat. Okay, here's some CrossFit language for you. But one morning, I had just smashed through some burpees, lunges, mountain climbers, ground to overheads, a few halos, and then Patty asked me to run. And I said out loud, I don't run. And I think I've said that before on this podcast. I don't run. And she says, oh, you can run. And I said, oh, yeah, I just got to get out of my head. And she stopped really simply, and she says to me, Andrea, get out of your head with those thoughts, but get back in with better thoughts. Wasn't that so honoring? I wanted to discredit myself and just quit. And she's challenging me to pivot. So I did what she said. And I got back in my head and said, look, Andrea, look at everything that you've just done. Let's give it a shot and see what you've got. And I ran. Okay, finally, the cool down. This part of the workout is all about restoration. A proper cool down helps lower your heart rate and brings down your breathing gradually. It helps prepare your muscles for the next time that you exercise. This work towards sexual wholeness requires repetitive movements, stretching beyond your comfort zone, leaning into some sore spots, holding the tension of who you were and who you're becoming. Noticing the pain points, noticing the growth, feeling the strength, trying again and again. Your body is essential to your healing. When Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, the Greek word for perfect that he used was whole. Be whole. Part of transforming your life spiritually means empowering your life physically. All this to say, as you're doing the spiritual work towards becoming whole, don't forget your body. Thanks for listening. May the voice that calls you beloved be louder than the whispers of shame. If you're ready to learn more, head to our website. And if you're ready to dive in, consider meeting with one of our spiritual coaches. You can find us at regenerationministries.org.